Welcome to the House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church, with Bishop Dr. Wayne Thomas and Minister Charissia Thomas.
I want you to stand up this time and pray it.
Jesus,
He's been good. He's been good. He's been good.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. For the Lord is good. Amen. Give me that belief. Yes. For the Lord is good.
Amen.
Amen. And He is worthy, amen, to be praised.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Amen. All glory and honor goes to our God. Amen.
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 Amen. For the Lord is good.
Yes.
Amen. I don't know about y'all, but I feel good. Amen. I feel the spirit of the living God.
Amen.
Amen. I feel the presence of God.
Amen.
Amen. You should have felt it when you came through the door. Amen. And the Bible says, where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. It's freedom. Amen. To worship the Lord without restraints. Amen. I don't know about you, but I feel good today. Amen. For the Lord is good. And He is worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. There is a word from the Lord. We have a few things to get out the way. We're going to give you the scripture. And while we're finding that, we're going to take care of a few preliminaries. Amen. Before we get to the word. Amen. Amen. The gospel according to St. Matthew, the 18th chapter. And that 16th through the 20th verse. Amen. 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 We're going to let verse 15 be a marker for us to look at. We want to look at the gospel according to St. Matthew, that 18th chapter, and that 16th through the 20th. Amen. We're going to deal with verse 15, but I want to start there. Amen. 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 Again, we just delighted, amen, to have so many of you with us on today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God, our Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You for Your people. Thank You for giving us traveling grace to get to Your house of prayer.
Yes.
Thank You for keeping us in Thy keeping care. Thank You for providing for us, making ways for us all week long.
Yes.
Thank You for healing us, delivering us, setting us free. Thank You, Master.
Thank You.
For Jesus. Thank You for eternal life. Now, God, all of us confess we have sinned. We have fallen short of Your glory.
Yes, Lord.
We are not perfect, but we look to the one that is perfect, and that is Jesus.
Yes.
Thank You for keeping us, for forgiving us,
yes,
in spite of us. Now, God, it is preaching time. We pray You hide Thine weak and feeble servant behind Thine cross, where there is power. Help me to preach and teach this word in the power of the Holy Ghost. And then let Your people hear the word, receive it, and do it, that it may be well-pleasing with Thee and us. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's children say it, amen,
amen,
and amen. Again, we certainly give honor to our God, Jesus, who is the Christ. Certainly thank God for His Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank God for Lady Thomas.
Amen.
Amen. My
amen.
Wife. Amen. And
amen.
Our children. Thank God for Minister Jackie with us today.
Amen.
Thank God, amen, for Sister Judy Thomas.
Amen.
Amen, our kinfolk. And Brother James Thomas and Sister
amen.
Judy have been appointed to program, direct over program.
Amen.
And Brother James will be over the cooking committee.
All right.
Amen. At this time. And we thank God for Sister Janiyah, who's the assistant secretary, junior usher, and Sister Janiyah, my other daughter, who's in college for graphic design, who is the assistant program director.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for the spiritual growth and the merit growth of this church called House of Praise.
Yes.
Amen. 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 I'm just overjoyed. I got to calm down, Minister Jackson, so I can get this word out. You don't see it, but I'm like a little kid, a 55-year-old kid in a candy store right now. Amen. Amen. For the Lord is good. They say it wouldn't be, but look at God now. And he ain't through with us yet. Amen. 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 I want to talk about, for a little while, looking at that verse 15. Told you I would read it as a marker. The Gospel according to St. Matthew, 18th chapter, and verse 15. Moreover, it says, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. I simply want to talk about for a little while, which is helping prayers, gather to do Christ's work.
All right.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Gather
yes.
to do Christ's work. Amen.
Amen.
Now, it's a wonderful thing, my beloved brothers and sisters, to gather. It feels good to see people happy.
Yes.
We're sharing together. And some people have gone through hurts and pains that you and I have gone through. Am I right there?
Amen.
And we can encourage them from past experiences of the same things that we've been through. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
But in all that gathering, watch it now, we need to make sure that we are genuine.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That we are dealing with the matters of the heart for real. Can I get a witness?
Right.
We can have conferences.
Okay.
Come on, that's good. Uh-huh. We're going to have them too. We can have balls. Yep, we're going to have them too. We're going to party and have a good time. We can have galas, but watch it now.
Come on,
but we can't be messy and saying everything all right and don't deal with the heart's issues. Am I in the book? Jesus said that we have a problem with our brother, our sister, we ought to go to them and them alone. That's the first step. Am I right there?
Amen.
And so, my beloved brothers and sisters, we need to deal with the issues and the matters of the heart. Because some people mad at us
Amen.
For no unknown reason.
Amen.
Why? Because we are blessed. And because we are blessed, they take up issue and residence with that. Well, as I check, I don't give blessings. Amen.
Right.
You don't give blessings.
All right.
Blessings come from the Lord.
Oh, that's it.
And it flows on down, and he blessed those whom he choose to bless, however he want to bless them, and whatever way he want to bless them is his business.
Right.
Can I get a witness?
Right.
And so now, we have to fix things the way the Lord tells us to fix things. Am I right?
Amen.
And so watch it if you will. Watch it if you will. Because some people will look and peek into our lives and try to figure out what's going on or how we got here or how we got there.
Yep.
And instead of them focusing on their business between them and God, they want to look into your business.
Yeah.
Say that again.
They worry about the wrong
thing. I got a witness there. And so Jesus tells us that when we gather, it's a special and proper way that you and I as a church ought to gather. Do I have a witness?
Yes.
Jesus told us how we ought to fix certain things so it would not lead to nothing bad. I heard yesterday, because I'm not a big advocate, but I peek in every now and then to Urban Cast. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And I see a lot of things that's going on over on Lanny Street. I think it was a shooting or something yesterday, I believe. And so we have to be careful because people will say everything is all right. I don't have an issue with you. I don't have a problem with you. But instead of us coming, sit down like grown men and women and fixing a little small thing, we allow it to fester in something big, and guess what happened? We blow up. And now we're in trouble, not only with God, but we're in trouble with the law. Do I have a witness? So Jesus laid that on my heart. Sister Judy, I don't know why, but God always had me deal with issues that others won't deal with. And so God laid on my heart that I deal with this and show us how to properly fix that which is out of order.
Yes.
Are you interested? Can I help us?
Yes.
Look at the text, if you will. Look at the text. Look at 15. I'm going to take my time here. I done laid out my introduction. I done laid out my thesis. And now we're going to take our time and look at the text. Is that all right?
Amen.
The Bible says, moreover. Moreover, now moreover, that one word carries a lot of weight. Mm-hmm. Can I help us with that?
Please.
Moreover, if thy brother or thy sister now shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. Mm-hmm. Let me stop right there. Look at the text. Let's see what Jesus said, how we ought to fix it. Now that word moreover is an adverb. Come on, say adverb.
Adverb.
Meaning besides or addition to. Am I right there for y'all English scholars?
Amen.
And so that word in the text moreover means Jesus just finished teaching about the lost sheep. Mm-hmm. And he said that God deeply desires to rescue those who wander. In other words, I hear people, you have some good people, Brother James, and I believe that they love the Lord with all their heart, but they've been church hurt. Amen.
All right, now.
I understand that, but you have to remember, and I'm going to help us with this, just as you have crooked judges on that bench with that black robe, you also have some good judges.
All right.
You see where I'm going now? Mm-hmm. Come on, walk down with me. And so just like you have some crooked, corrupt police that plant drugs on people,
right.
You have some good police.
Okay.
What am I trying to say?
Go ahead.
In other words, all pastors, I'm a reliever right here on the radio, pastors.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, amen. Y'all can take me to dinner later. Watch this if you will. Watch this if you will. All pastors, that's what I said.
Come on.
And all churches, yep, that's what I said,
yes,
are
yes.
Not bad.
Come on,
do I have a witness here? You believe in certain people and political astuteness and power.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why can't you believe that God have some people in position that really good people and really trying to help you?
Amen.
And not trying to hoodwink you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on.
God have good people out there still on the battlefield for him and for the right thing. And so Jesus wants us to understand, we can't just wonder, wondering. Wondering is good sometimes. Sometimes it's good to wander and take a break, but you can't stay out there too long.
Amen.
Because here's the thing.
Yes.
Jesus says, if you belong to him, you need to be in what he died for. Now he died for the church.
Yeah.
This is the building. This is not the church.
Amen.
This is the sanctuary. You are that saved the church.
Yeah.
And you need to come under the roof of the building that have been dedicated to the Lord to house you and us, the church.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And so now every church and every pastor is not bad. You have over 400 churches in Rapides Parish alone. That consists of Pineville and Rapides Parish, Alexandria, and the surrounding area that make up Rapides Parish.
Amen.
And so it's no excuse. Well, Pastor, And I'll get off it in a minute, because I, you know, lest I see y'all get offended and upset, but I got to deal with it. Well, Pastor, you know, I went over here and that wasn't right. I went over there and that wasn't right. But guess what? You're here now.
Amen.
And one thing about it, I've been pastoring this church for 14 years.
Right.
And I believe in governing this church based upon the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Not on me, what I say, but on what the Word says.
Yes.
Remember, because He owns the church.
Right.
Amen. I'm just the overseer of His church. But Jesus is the owner of the church.
Yes.
And we got to do it and fix it how Jesus say fix it.
Amen.
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 Amen. I feel all right now, Lady Thomas.
Right.
Watch it if you will. Watch it if you will. So we can't just wonder and make excuses. And so that word, moreover, is an adverb that bridges this into a practical community guideline.
Mm-hmm.
Just as God pursues the lost, believers, that's you and I, right?
Mm-hmm.
Believers must actively, gracefully pursue peace. Uh-oh. Not just peace. See, we want to do this. Not just peace, but restoration.
Amen.
We got to fix it.
Yes.
You say you love the Lord with all your heart. You believe in Jesus. He died for you. But if somebody step on your toes, you want to hold it for 10 years.
Yeah.
Before you forgive them.
Jesus.
I want to see Jesus' face.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see grandma. I want to see my grandfather. I want to see my mama who died when I was 10 years old. But most of all, when I get to heaven, I want to see Jesus.
Yeah.
The one that hung, bled, suffered, and died for me.
Yes.
In order to do that, Jesus telling us we got to fix this thing.
Fix it.
A lot of us got a lot of envy and hurt and jealousy stored up in our hearts.
Yeah.
And Jesus telling us today that we got to fix it, and we got to fix it right now. Am I right there?
Yes.
And so Jesus says, moreover, He said, look now, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. What we do. Girl, come on up there with me so I can go tell off. That when we was of the world.
Yes.
We're in the church. We're in the Lord now. We can't do that now. I know we want to do that sometime.
Yes.
And I'm not going to sit on this pulpit and lie. Because I'm going to, look, I got to tell the truth. Even I got to bust myself out. Sometimes I feel like doing that as a pastor. Because, you know, I have feelings. You have feelings. We have feelings.
Mm-hmm.
We get that. We're human. But that's not the way to handle that thing. We got to, if we want some peace, if we want some restoration, we're going to have to do it the way Jesus say do it. Because guess what? You might have an issue with that brother or sister. They might have an issue with you. But Jesus died for all of us. He said that it's not His will that any should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. Am I in the book?
Yes.
Amen. Am I in the book?
Yeah.
Tell you like one of my pastors used to say, told his congregation, when I'm not in the book, y'all can send me down. But long as I'm in the book, let me flow with it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Listen at it. Listen at it. Listen at it. And so we have to go to the person that trespass against them and try to win them, just us and them. Don't post it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that.
Amen.
Don't post it on Instagram.
Amen.
Don't do that.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But go try to reconcile that thing between you and that person alone.
Amen.
Now look what Jesus said, because you know some of us hard, we don't want to hear it. He said, if he shall hear thee though, this is good, thou hast gained thy brother.
Yes.
Once that happens, you know what we need to do? We need to leave it alone. We don't need to, because you know the devil always sends somebody, or somebody with a sincere heart that's in the Lord. Might not be the devil. Either way it go, it can fester and turn into something.
Yeah.
You, somebody that come. Well, I heard you and such had a little issue with one another. How did that go? You don't say, girl, child, you know, I love them, they love me, but I put them in their place before I forget. Nope. Because guess what? If they get back to that person humble themselves and sincerely apologize and a relationship was restored, guess what happened? it's going to be a fester and bust that relationship up again. We need to learn how, if we're going to be friends, if we're going to be a family of God, we're going to have to learn how to go to one another how Jesus said we ought to go to one another. Once we have done that, leave it, come on.
Alone.
Come on, one more time, leave it.
Alone.
Amen. That's how you fix things. That's how we fix things. Watch the text. But in 16, but if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. Well, this is the problem with that. We cannot take uncredible witnesses with us.
Amen.
No matter how our homeboy, our homegirl look out, we look out for each other, how cool they are, how they always come through for us. If they not saved, they don't need to come in this here.
Come on, Bishop.
Jesus talking about a saved brother or sister.
Yeah.
He talking to the church.
Yeah.
Am I right there?
Yeah.
He talking to the church, to us. So we have to bring credible witnesses, people that are saved, that know the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. With us, that you'll have one or two more, and it said that by two or three witnesses, every word that you're trying to get over to that brother or sister to restore that erring brother or sister back into the fold, that it may be established.
Yes,
am I in the book?
Yes.
And so this is what we need to do. This is how we need to fix it. That's why so much killing going on. It's not necessarily the drugs. We know the drug play a part. It's not necessarily the alcohol. Mm-hmm. It's something that leads up before the drugs.
Yeah.
Before the alcohol. Say that again. A heart issue, Lady Thomas. A heart issue. We got stuff stored up in our hearts that we won't release in a proper way.
Amen.
One thing about me, and you know, my brother pastors will tell you, if I have a problem with any one of them, I go to them. That's just how I am. You don't hear about it, but that's how Bishop is. I'm not going to hold nothing in my heart against nobody.
Mm.
And I don't care who you are.
Come on.
We have to fix things so it won't lead up to nothing bigger that was never meant to be.
Come on.
I worked at, take a sidebar from the text. I get back to the text. Tell you a story. I worked at Louisiana State Penitentiary, Angola.
Come on.
I was a correction officer, master sergeant. I trained the cadets for 13 years back in the 90s. And I talked to a lot of guys, good brothers. And they fell because of one issue, anger. They say, Sergeant Thomas, if I would have just took the gun, seen my wife with this man, and I'd have just took the gun and put it aside, got in my car, my truck, and drove away, I wouldn't be in Angola right now.
Yes, Lord.
Even though people do it wrong, if we try to repay them back and retaliate, we're trying to put ourselves in God's place.
All right.
Can I give a scripture? Because the Lord said, vengeance is mine, said the Lord. I will repay thine enemies. Amen. Now, he's not saying be weak. Matter of fact, Jesus is saying you can be strong here. You confront the enemy. You confront the person that done you wrong. As a grown man and a grown woman. I don't know, the Lord won't let me leave it alone. Not being messy. Deal with the situation at hand by the word of God. And that will cease some of the killing and some of the misunderstanding that's going on in our little city called Alexandria, Louisiana. I hear some pastors when we get together or some just natural people not saved in the store talking wherever we are. And I hear them say, well, Pastor, I know what you're saying, but that's all over the world. I'm not talking about all over the world. See how direct I am?
Amen.
I'm talking about
I'm talking about right here in Alexandria, Louisiana.
That's right. That's right.
I'm no dumb. I have enough intellect to know that that's going on everywhere. I'm not talking about everywhere in the world. I'm talking about where the church at that I pastor.
Yeah.
Amen. In this city called Alexandria. Not beating it up with some good people in Alexandria.
Yeah.
But you know what we have wrong? Misunderstanding.
Yeah, Lord.
And Jesus telling us in the text how to fix our misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
good. Amen. Look at this, if you will. Jesus said, now you have to get saved witnesses, credible witnesses. Bring them with you and try to win that brother or that sister. That's what he said. But then he said, if that don't work, and if he, in 17, and if he shall neglect to hear them, right, the credible saved brothers and sisters, not taking sides, but even if that's my girlfriend, even if that's my guy friend, you're wrong according to the word. Yes. Are you right according to the word? We have to call right, right, and wrong, wrong.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's my daddy, my brother, my sister, my cousin. My wife can tell you how I am. Yeah. I don't make it in my family on both sides, my mama's side or my daddy. You hear laughing, huh? Because I'm going to stand, I'm going to tell the truth.
Right.
And I don't care if they get mad or if they get glad. I got to tell the truth. I can't be a preacher and not tell the truth. Amen.
Amen.
And so look at the word, if you will. Look at the word. Look at the word. And so in 18, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now let me help us with this. The decision made by the church, his church, the pastor, not by himself, along with the church body, right? Decision made by the church about what behavior is permissible or unacceptable reflect decisions already made by God in heaven. You know God is not going to have nobody come in the church that's going to in heaven that's going to cause a problem. Matter of fact, Satan got kicked it out of heaven, right?
Yeah.
Satan got kicked out of heaven. Because he said he was God, and he wanted things to go, he wanted to go. His position as the choir director, as the lead musician, wasn't enough. He wanted to be God. And he got kicked out of heaven. So if we know God not going to have no confusion in heaven, then no confusion be where? All right, and in the church.
Yes.
Amen. Right? So we know this already. A lot of people trying to find and scripture, a lot of pastors struggling, and I tell them, just preach the text. Just operate the church how the Bible said to operate. It's his church. This the manual right here. It's easy. You don't have to go figure out and talk to 10,000 people. However the church needs to operate is in the Bible, in the book. Operated this way. And so whatever not good for the church, we ought to bind that thing up.
Come on, Bishop.
Right?
Yeah.
If it's good for the church, we ought to loose it.
Yes,
yeah. Amen. That dope decision already been made by God in heaven, how he want his church to operate. Am I right there?
Yes.
Look at it if you will. Look at it if you will. And so, 19. And Jesus would not get off of this. Now, my Bible is read. This Jesus talking. He's not talking through Paul. He's not talking through Peter. He's not talking through Elijah, through Moses, through Aaron. This Jesus talking, the Son of the living God, is in red in my Bible. This our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, teaching his disciples and teaching us. Look at it if you will. Again, I say unto you, that if two, that's important, y'all, of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, that they shall act, it shall be done. You know why some churches don't have power? They have a lot of money. They have 3-4 million in the bank, and that's good, but they can do a lot of ministry. But a lot of them don't have power because they're not operating the church by the word of God. They're operating the church by man-made doctrine. And we need to operate the church by Jesus Christ doctrine. And that's why they don't have no power. And they can't move things, and they can't get a prayer through with all that money.
Hallelujah.
And with all them people.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. With 100 in the choir. And I'm not putting nobody down, because I'm a bishop in the Lord's church. I love the church.
Amen.
But I'm telling the truth right now.
Yes.
Jesus says, again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree, what? Where? On earth.
On earth.
And touching anything that they shall ask. It what? Shall be done.
You've been listening to the House of Praise Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church broadcast with Dr. Wayne Thomas, and First Lady.